The first coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 2-0 overall and host Colorado at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Nick Baumgartner with MLive Media Group.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good, Nick.
Hey, with the quarterback scrambles, you mentioned a little bit in the post game. Is that just a matter of cleaning up guys with more disciplined rush lanes, or is there something else that Don addresses with that in terms of kind of stopping some of those?
Yeah, just like we said, the rush lanes and there's too many times where we got behind the quarterback and created a lane. So.
And then I got one more with Jeremy Clark. It looks like he's come a long way since last year was his first year playing corner. What have you seen from him? Jordan's not out there. What have you seen from Jeremy with his coverage specifically?
Oh, good tight coverage, good physical tackling. Physical PBUs where he uses a lot of strength to break up the passes and got a wide, big, long in terms of a radius of covering and creating those PBUs.
Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, just real quick, with Wilton over the last couple games, I know in the spring he talked about the game slowing down. So have you noticed the same thing with him as far as slowing down in terms of his progressions on the field?
Well, slowing down part, I've heard people say that before. I guess that's not what I'm looking for, slowing down. I'm tracking his eye discipline and his feet and his timing, his decision making, his accuracy. So I think that those things are improving, weekly, monthly.
Okay. And have you been impressed with the way he's been able to throw the ball down the field so far?
Yeah, I've been really impressed by that. It's been accurate in practice. It's been accurate in games. The hardest route, in my opinion, to hit as a quarterback to complete is a post route, that 40 to 45 yard post route down the middle of the field. Receiver's a long way away, and he's running full speed, and he's usually covered by a deep safety or a trailing defender. So I mean, it is a really difficult route, in my opinion, to hit. And Wilton hit 2 of them in our previous game, both big plays, one a touchdown and one got us to the 5-yard line. So, I've been very impressed with his deep ball accuracy.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Jim, you kind of just answered my question, but just in general, has Wilton been as good or better than you expected so far?
He's an ascending player in all regards. He's been very good about trying to find something every week to improve on. And Jed Fish, myself, we're very, very diligent and, talking about what we, what his next step is or what he can improve on next. And he's a great listener and he takes it to the field and just starts working at it. And then it shows up. I think the good thing about Wilton has been that his improvements have stuck. Once he takes a step forward or 2 steps forward, you don't see the step back. It's been good, continual, ascending improvement, and then it sticks when he makes a change. You know, when he when he gets enough time on task for a particular technique, and you know, that's been very impressive.
What are a couple areas that he needs to improve?
Well, he's working on in the last month, I'd say he's really developed an ability to feather a ball in, drop a ball in over the linebackers, between the safeties, short routes over linebackers or defensive line at the line of scrimmage to complete a ball. I think he's just now realizing all those ways that he can get a completion without just having to, you know, drive a flat ball into an open receiver. There's ways to throw a receiver open. There's there's ways to pull a receiver a direction away from a defender. There's ways to throw over and throw around defenders by moving his feet in the pocket, and that's something that he's working very diligently on right now, creating a throwing lane, creating a sight line to a receiver by moving his feet in the pocket and finding a quiet spot in the pocket. So those would be the two things I think he's really, you know, creating more ways to get completions for himself. And, you know, there's real excitement about that for him, is that, you know, that world is opening up to him.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from David Evan, Sports on Earth.
Joe, I'm not sure if you saw or heard about the Central Michigan, Oklahoma State ending this week, but the rules in the NCAA rulebook pretty clearly state that once the game's final, it can't be overturned. In very special cases, would you support there being some sort of protocol or avenue or way for an appeal in that case?
Oh, I mean, just as a general principle, just the hot topic, as everybody gets everybody's opinion on it and they call around and ask everybody the question, I just prefer not to be another person to weigh in on it, on that particular hot topic. Maybe at a different time we could discuss it.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Jim. Just kind of curious, mm-hmm. kind of curious about the impact, kind of the immediate, I guess, influence that Don Brown has had on the defense and Brian Smith has had on the safeties. How much of their personalities have you noticed translate to the program, to the players, just since they've arrived?
Yeah, so good. And there's so many coaches. I know you've asked me about other particular coaches. And, you know, really, I mean, well, no, it's you know, it's a good question that you ask. And you framed it before, like, you know, what have they done? You know, how do they help me, or how do they help my job? And really, the way you just framed it, I mean, how do they help the program? That's the way that you know, our assistant coaches, are you know, our men here affect the program, is on those that they coach in a huge way, and you know, the technical ability they have as coaches is outstanding, every single one of our assistant coaches. But also as you hit on, the personality, this you know, they're the great personalities, you know, strong guys that are you know, high moral conviction. Don Brown, the consummate teacher, and tremendous personality that, you know, everybody relates to. You know, everybody knows what he's about. I mean, he's about player development. Brian Smith, I would say the same thing. Great young coach with a tremendously bright future. You know, just a steady rock of a of a personality, Greg Madison, Tim Drevno, gifted coaches and teachers, you know, Jed Fish, you know, I could just go right down the line, Jay Harbaugh, Biff Poggi, Tyrone Wheatley, Mike Zordich, Chris Partridge, amazing football coach. Just really blessed to have tremendous coaches and teachers. I really underline and highlight that word of teacher. And then good people, good down-to-earth, genuine good people. I mean, the kind of example that they set for the players in our program is, you know, and the relationships they have. I mean, that really would touch on that. I mean, you can talk about X's and O's all you want, but, you know, really this is, you know, when you're on a team, it's about trust and it's about relationships. And I couldn't be prouder of the coaching staff that we have here at Michigan.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.